übrigens in dem Stück, also die spielt eine große Rolle. Ja, das ist das Stück. This, I just explained that Copenhagen is this play. This play, maybe you know it, quite fascinating. Yeah.
I saw it in New
York. You saw it? Ah, okay.
It was fabulous how a play could deal with such intense, deep issues and keep interest. It was quite wonderful.
You had another question, probably?
Well, I wanted to go to the mystical experience or in India. Can you say more about that? Because he had this whole Christian background, and from the film it seems as if then he encounters this experience in a different faith tradition altogether. Can you say more about that?
Well, of course, these are the kind of experiences you can't really explain. It is, Conrad says it, it's a mystical experience. It has a spiritual, deeply spiritual experience. And he was not at all prepared to that. But it happened to him. This is how he told us always. He said, I was there in front of this grave, and all of a sudden, I understood the whole universe and how everything is related to each other.
But was there a
the oneness? Well, I think I think he was a very venerated saint. And there were many stories about him, that he lived, I think he lived, well, like a saint, doing well, doing good things, but being also, he lived for a long time alone in the desert or somewhere. This I can't explain enough, but at least he was, and he was a deeply spiritual leader. And somehow my father always felt attracted by the Eastern religions. Yeah. Because he thought that he found in the Indian religion, he found many relations to the Platonic philosophy. And he was a big admirer of Plato and his thinking. And the Indian religion, the Indian thinkers, philosophers, but also religious leaders, have in many respects similar ideas. So he was always attracted, and he read these papers, he read these texts, these old texts. And so I think with the knowledge of all that, what he had read, he came to this grave, and then all of a sudden he had this kind of spiritual insight or, yes, enlightenment, or how shall I call it? But he was always, he said always, but I am a Christian and I stay a Christian. It is not, he didn't want to converse, this was never his idea. Because he said, I'm born in a Christian family. I was growing up with a Christian tradition and Christian faith. And this is my home. And I accept it and I like it and I defend it. But he would never go as a missionary, of course. Never, never, ever. Because he said it is where you are born in that is pure Zufall. What is that? Coincidence. It's a coincidence. It is not, you don't plan it. And if I would have been born as a Hindu, I would be a convinced Hindu, or as a Buddhist, or I don't know what. So, and he always said that the nucleus of the ethics of the religions are very similar. What separates the religions is not the ethics, it's not the spiritual experience, it is only the, how shall I say, the theory which is built upon it, the philosophy. When you try to put it in intellectual categories, then all of a sudden you have differences which are very difficult to overcome. So he was always also a little bit critical over against theology. He said religion, he had one saying which I might quote here. He said religion has four very important sides. First, it is a bearer of the culture. Religion bears the culture. Secondly, it is a radical ethics. Thirdly, it is a spiritual inside experience. And fourth, it is a system. It is a system of thinking, theology. And the last one, he was quite critical over against the last one, because he said, this is always separating religions. We don't come together because we have different theologies. We don't have different faiths. So that is that I always found myself very interesting and very helpful for myself also to understand what could mean interreligious dialogue. Yeah. Okay.